Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Election Commissioner of India, Dr. S.S. Sandhu, attended a review meeting in Tawang District on Monday. He was accompanied by State Chief Electoral Officer, P.K. Sen, and Deputy CEO, Shania Mize. During the meeting, Dr. Sandhu emphasized on the Commissioner's commitment to ensure smooth, inclusive and transparent elections. District Election Officer Tawang Namgyal Angmo highlighted about Tawang and its continuous preparations and electoral exercises. The Deputy CEO Shania Mize and CEO P.K. Sen outlined the state-level progress, achievements and ongoing initiatives aimed at strengthening electoral processes. Later, the election commissioner visited several polling stations to assess facilities in polling stations firsthand. He is scheduled to travel tomorrow to inspect polling stations located in remote interior areas near the international border. The National Press Day was celebrated at Banquet Hall in Itanagar yesterday. On the occasion, State Law and Legislative Minister Kento Jenu, speaking as chief guest, said of free press is a responsibility, not a privilege, stretching that Indian democracy derives its strength from an independent and ethical media. He reminded journalists that verification, investigation and accuracy must remain the bedrock of reporting. Journalism, he added, should expose corruption, safeguard transparency and act as the constitutional fourth pillar of democracy. The V. Ravindran Excellence in Journalism Awards were awarded to journalist Marina Dai in Human Interest and Liam Erthay in Politics and Governance categories. Similarly, the Taro Chatung Excellence in Journalism Awards were awarded to DDK Itanagar in Human Interest section for its documentary New Dawn, New Voices. Journalist Kyo Dayapi and Akom Tanju Don in Politics and Governance and Yomga Chisi and Akom Tanju Don in Investigative Reporting categories on National Press Day celebration at Banquet Hall in Itanagar yesterday. The Arunachal Press Club yesterday felicitated two recipients with the Unsung Hero Citation during the National Press Day celebration at State Banquet Hall in Itanagar, honoring a young anti-drug crusader from East Siang and a Wancho village from Longding District for their exemplary grassroots contributions. The award was conferred to Gumin Mize of Sibud village in East Siang District and the villagers of Kamhua Noknu, represented by teachers Jatwang Wangsa and Banwang Losu, recognizing their sustained public service work carried out largely without institutional support or visibility. The Department of Women and Child Development, Papumpare District, organized a sensitization cum awareness camp on Domestic Violence Act, Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace Act, and Adoption Regulations under Mission Vatsalaya at Balijan today. Speaking on the occasion, Additional Deputy Commissioner Balijan, Takar Raba, urged the participants to utilize the opportunity to understand the legal provisions aimed at safeguarding women and child. He also urged the department to conduct similar awareness programs for PRI members. Meanwhile, over 50 police personnel, government officers and officials, Gaon Burhas and local residents were present in the camp. The State Department of Information and Public Relations announced the commencement of the 7th Arunachal Literature Festival scheduled to be held from 28th to 22nd of this month at Dorje Khandu Convention Center in Itanagar. The ALF will launch its official website www.litfest.arunachal.gov.in. The festival will also host Japanese author Mami Yamada, 2023 SARC Literature Award recipient Bhutanese author Kunzang Choden, and Miss Maria Gil Berman, director of Instituto Cervantes, Embassy of Spain, among others. Deputy Chief Minister John Amin yesterday attended 63rd commemoration of Battle of Walong in Anjo District. He visited Helmet Top War Memorial and paid floral tribute to the martyred soldiers of 1962 Battle of Walong. He also inaugurated a high flag post with a national tricolour. He said the government is committed to develop Walong into a major historical and tourism destination by initiating annual sunrise festival, a war memorial museum, and improving digital and road connectivity. He also met veteran war hero of Walong, Honorary Captain Retired Colonel Singh. He also inaugurated a new tourist infrastructure at Barakundun under Kibitho Circle. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.